Making Space for the People Around You by Amy Poehler. Life's rhythm is busy and relentless. There are bills to pay, the yard to keep, groceries to buy, jobs to attend, appointments to remember, meals to prepare, pets to feed, laundry to fold, and messages to answer. Young adults strain to balance education, careers, social circles, and self-discovery, while parents manage the lively chaos of children and the demands of work. Elders, too, find their days full as they tend to health, community roles, and navigating changes in their family dynamics. In every phase, responsibilities seem to multiply, and time slips away, unnoticed. Making space for the people closest to you can become an afterthought, just another item on the list. Yet, it must never be. The danger of later. The habit of saying, "I am busy, maybe later," can be subtle but destructive. The assumption that opportunities for connection will always reappear is often false. This habit quietly communicates to loved ones that their needs and the relationship may wait. Later frequently turns into never, and precious chances to witness a child's story, a spouse's smile, a parent's wisdom, or a friend's struggles slip away. Small moments lost add up. The eye contact unmade at breakfast, the hug postponed until after chores, the laughter left for another day, and the attentive listening that never quite happens. Over time, these lost moments erode bonds and intimacy, leaving only routine and obligation behind. Everyday opportunities to pause. There are natural pockets and pathways for reconnecting. Many pass unnoticed unless one is deliberate. Before work begins, in the soft hush of the morning, take a few minutes to truly see those around you. Ask a child how they slept, or a spouse what they hope for in the day. In the rush to school or work, even while driving, conversation can blossom. Invite your children to share an anticipation, or ask a spouse about a challenge ahead. Returning home after a long day marks another threshold. For some, fatigue tempts withdrawal, but even brief pauses to greet, embrace, and check in deeply can transform the evening's atmosphere. On Sundays after church, families sometimes scatter immediately toward chores or screens. Instead, make this holy day an opportunity to linger together, sharing reflections, enjoying a meal, or simply walking beneath the sun. Even the mundane errands, shopping, yard work, or organizing for the week, provide openings to include loved ones, exchange thoughts, and strengthen ties. Small traditions build daily micro-connections. Greeting everyone each morning and ending the day with care at night, listening intentionally after school, sharing jokes in the car, asking for input on dinner, all can be woven into the rhythm of daily life rather than added as burdens. Empty nest, the subtle drift. For couples whose children have grown up and left home, the pace of activity shifts. In the absence of daily parenting tasks, some slowly move from intimacy into coexistence. Over time, intentional space-making fades, replaced by parallel routines and casual comfort. Couples report feeling like roommates rather than partners, surprised at the distance that grew so naturally. Reviving intentional connection in these seasons calls for commitment. Shared rituals like morning coffee, walks after dinner, weekend outings, or even team projects anchor the bond. Deep questions about hopes, dreams, and ongoing affection must not be reserved for rare occasions. Leaving space for laughter, memory, physical touch, and curiosity revives intimacy and meaning. Practical ways to make space. Choosing to create space in relationships takes deliberate but uncomplicated steps. Refuse to allow the phone or television to crowd out genuine conversation. Try scheduling tech-free meals or designating evening hours without screens. Start or restore simple but intentional routines, checking in before work, mealtime prayers, a nightly walk, or an end-of-day gratitude offering. Give loved ones your complete attention when they speak, listening beyond their words to the heart beneath. Write notes or send thoughtful messages, even short ones, expressing appreciation or encouragement. Attend events, show up for milestones, and physically participate wherever possible. Ask deeper questions, abandon the superficial, "How was your day?" in favor of, "What made you laugh today? What challenged you most?" Surprise someone with a cherished snack, plan a spontaneous outing, bake together, or start creative traditions such as movie nights or crafts. Keep margin for unhurried moments. Connection thrives where there is breathing space in the schedule. Creating intentional memories. Micro moments create lifelong memory banks. For children, simple eye contact and gentle listening at bedtime communicate safety and trust that lasts for years. For teens, writing together in silence or asking about their opinions creates openings for honest dialogue. Spouses reconnect through inside jokes, shared burdens, or collaborative problem solving. Parents and elders bond around stories, advice, and affectionate warmth. Family time can be enriched by projects, building, gardening, cooking, or even family book clubs and time capsules. Enjoying tech-free weekends, hosting themed movie marathons, or working on vision boards together fills homes with laughter and intention. These are not extravagant undertakings. They are moments threaded into life's natural pattern, chosen deliberately and tended with care. The gift of attention and presence. True connection does not require grand gestures. The simple act of placing a hand on someone's shoulder, seeking their gaze, or turning toward them with intention becomes a profound declaration. You are seen, you matter, you are not alone. Listening, perhaps, is the greatest gift one can give. It allows a loved one to be fully present in your awareness, to share not just facts, but emotions and dreams. Responding does not demand perfection, but a posture of openness and willingness to linger for a few minutes more. Choosing connection when you feel busy. Busy routines rarely disappear, but they can be transformed. Integrate relational pauses into what must be done. Invite children to help with chores and treat those moments as opportunities for stories and questions. Cook dinner together while exchanging thoughts. Allow laughter during yard work or grocery store runs. If life feels too full already, begin by setting one intentional pocket of time each week. Allow it to be imperfect. After establishing a habit, additional moments.
Making Space for the People Around You by Amy Poucher. Life's rhythm is busy and relentless. There are bills to pay, the yard to keep, groceries to buy, jobs to attend, appointments to remember, meals to prepare, pets to feed, laundry to fold, and messages to answer. Young adults strain to balance education, careers, social circles, and self-discovery, while parents manage the lively chaos of children and the demands of work. Elders, too, find their days full as they tend to health, community roles, and navigating changes in their family dynamics. In every phase, responsibilities seem to multiply and time slips away unnoticed. Making space for the people closest to you can become an afterthought, just another item on the list. Yet it must never be. The danger of later. The habit of saying, "I am busy, maybe later," can be subtle but destructive. The assumption that opportunities for connection will always reappear is often false. This habit quietly communicates to loved ones that their needs and the relationship may wait. Later frequently turns into never, and precious chances to witness a child's story, a spouse's smile, a parent's wisdom, or a friend's struggles slip away. Small moments lost add up. The eye contact unmade at breakfast, the hug postponed until after chores, the laughter left for another day, and the attentive listening that never quite happens. Over time, these lost moments erode bonds and intimacy, leaving only routine and obligation behind. Everyday opportunities to pause. There are natural pockets and pathways for reconnecting. Many pass unnoticed unless one is deliberate. Before work begins, in the soft hush of the morning, take a few minutes to truly see those around you. Ask a child how they slept, or a spouse what they hope for in the day. In the rush to school or work, even while driving, conversation can blossom. Invite your children to share an anticipation or ask a spouse about a challenge ahead. Returning home after a long day marks another threshold. For some, fatigue tempts withdrawal, but even brief pauses to greet, embrace, and check in deeply can transform the evening's atmosphere. On Sundays, after church, families sometimes scatter immediately toward chores or screens. Instead, make this holy day an opportunity to linger together, sharing reflections, enjoying a meal, or simply walking beneath the sun. Even the mundane errands